You're listening to the Lucy Ann Land Show on Ann Arbor's talk station 1290 WLBY. Each week we bring you a report from the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber to showcase the businesses and organizations that value that partnership with the chamber. And today we're going to tell you about a great organization that's been around for a few years, but it has some exciting news this year. Well, a couple of really cool things to tell you about. The organization is Grieve Well, and Grieve Well builds a community that promotes healthy grieving and healing so that adults can grieve well and lead a full life after loss. Marvelous organization. And joining us to talk about it here on 1290 WLBY and the Lucy Ann Land Show, we welcome Alice Lau. She is the social media marketing director for Grieve Well. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
One of the big announcements is the Kite Festival is coming back, right?
After a two-year hiatus, we are so excited to announce that we're bringing back our Kite Festival. It is family-friendly. We're going to have a face painter layer. We're going to have a couple food trucks. And it's just going to be a really great afternoon of building community, sharing hope, sharing healing, and remembering our lost loved ones together.
I love
that.
You know, just the idea of the kites going up into the sky where our loved ones have now gone. And and it's just so poignant to see all that. And the vibrancy and color and the that sense of community and bringing people together for something like that, it means the world to individuals who have suffered loss.
Absolutely.
What's the date this year?
It's going to be on Saturday, June 20th. It's going to be at Lily Park in Pittsfield Township.
Also with us, joining Alice now, is Christy Miller, who's the executive director for Grieve Well. That was just one big announcement. We'll get more into the Kite Festival. But Christy, you have a new partnership in Arizona. Tell us about this.
Yes. So we had partnership with Arizona State University, specifically the Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions. And we are bringing a Grieve Well chapter to Arizona. We will start with the employees at Arizona State University and then kind of roll it out from there. So we're hoping to train our first cohort of peer supporters in September, and we're super, super excited to
How did this come about? We have the one Grieve Well started here.
Yes.
And
yes,
we have the one, and now being able to have a second in Arizona. How did this come about?
Yeah, so our founders, Julie and Doug Stotler, had founded Grieve Well in 2000 after the loss of their daughter, Lauren, in 2000.
I think she was 6 years old.
She was 6 years old, yes. Yeah. And so they had this vision of wanting to provide one-to-one peer support through their loss. They recognized that the services out there at the time didn't marry up with what they were looking for. And so they moved away from the Ann Arbor area and came back and decided to start Grieve Well in honor of Lauren, and making sure that people knew that you can grieve a full life after loss and that grief is not a disease. It doesn't need to be fixed. We need to honor and witness grief. And so they had moved out to Arizona and thought, you know, we were looking for partners and said, Arizona State University is a wonderful university. They have programs for the community and they're always looking for community solutions. And so kind of it just was a natural fit.
Oh, I love that. And Grieve Well has, since those early days and the beginnings, helped out so many individuals. How do you do that? What kinds of programs do you have for them?
Yeah, we have several programs. We have all of our programs kind of look at kind of building that connection of hope and healing with people. So our cornerstone is our one-to-one peer support program. We have adults who are volunteers who've experienced a loss. They are not professional therapists, but they are trained to provide compassionate listening and support. And we match people up with like losses. So those who are early in their grief are matched up with one of our peer supporters. And they really provide compassionate listening and a beacon of hope. We also have community events and creative healing. So we do grief yoga, grief art, grief music. We've done baking. We've done a program called Threads of Connection, where people bring projects that are not finished from their loved one.
Oh.
And so we have crocheters and knitters and quilters who will help them finish that, just to kind of continue that connection.
You know, that resonates with me because I recently found a piece of my mother's needlework that was unfinished. And I was so touched by that. And I thought, I can't do this, but I have a best friend who can.
Yes.
And she offered to finish it. And she not only finished it, but made it into a pillow. It means the world to me.
Special.
Yeah. So the fact that you're thinking about things like that with GrieveWell is very impactful.
Yes. Yes. That continued connection, right? Building in that remembrance to honor our loved one and continuing that connection, our connection with our loved one does not die at death, right? It continues. And how do we build in those moments on a regular basis to remember and reaffirm that connection with our loved one?
Yes. Oh, that is beautiful. You can go online to grievewell.com and get more information. Grievewell.com. That's GRIEVEWELL.com about these phenomenal services. The Kite Festival is coming back June the 20th. What is this festival like? I remember years ago when it was first being formed, and I had some of the kids who actually were drawing some of the kites in class came into the studio here, and we were able to judge some of these kites they were doing. So how are you doing it this year, Alice?
Yeah, so we at GrieveWell see the kite as a symbol for our grief. You know, we are forever attached to our loss of ones through the string. And some days, maybe the wind is very turbulent and we're being kind of dragged along with the kite back and forth. But other days, maybe it's a gentle breeze and the sun is out, perfect conditions, and we're just happy as can be, right? And grief can be all these things. So that's why we came up with the Kite Festival.
That's a wonderful analogy, and so true.
Thank you. GrieveWell actually used to be called the Kite Network, so that's why
that's
kite
right.
symbol.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that's why the kite symbol is so important to us. But we also just think this is a great opportunity for local grievers to come together and find community amongst each other, to remember their lost loved ones, have the space and the opportunity to remember them and talk about them and, you know, maybe ask each other, what do you miss the most about them? And what's a favorite memory of your lost loved one? And it's family friendly. You know, we have kiddos who come. Pittsfield Township is one of our partners in bringing back the Kite Festival, and they're going to be having lawn games put out. We'll have some crafts for the kiddos to do.
This is happening at Lily Park.
Correct.
And that's just above Ellsworth and Platt, right?
And it's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. And before the Kite Festival, we're going to have the Fly and Remember Memorial Service. That's in partnership with Arbor Hospice and Allie's Place in Ann Arbor. And again, that's another kind of a pre-festival event that folks can come and decorate a kite in honor of their lost loved ones.
So that's also on June 20th from noon to 1.
Correct.
That's really, really nice. So are the materials for the kites going to be provided?
Yes.
And this is a free event?
This is a free event.
So really you're creating awareness and community.
Absolutely.
And hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll have professional kite flyers come to the event, actually. So
wow.
They do some really cool things.
Oh, my goodness. Because sometimes I just can't get that kite up in the air. Oh, my goodness.
You're not the only one.
GrieveWell's Kite Festival is back again, coming up on June 20th. And prior to that, the Fly and Remember event from noon to 1. What a great way to remember your loved one, to memorialize him or her, and watch these professional kite flyers as well. And you're really going to find a supportive community in all of this. Not only is it building community, but it's building awareness for GrieveWell and the services that you have. So that's an important component of this, right?
Absolutely. Making sure that we're having conversations about grief and getting it out of the darkness so that no one grieves alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard for people to talk about these things, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what your organization does. You give them that vehicle, that venue. We're talking with Christy Miller, Executive Director of GrieveWell, and Alice Lau. She is the Social Media and Marketing Director for GrieveWell. Alice, how can people find out more information about this?
I would suggest going to our website. Again, that's www.griefwell.com. And right on the homepage, you will see a big, huge banner all about the Kite Festival. And that will lead you to our event page for this year where you can register for both the Fly and Remember Memorial Service, and to Kite Festival.
Okay, great. Now, do you have to register, or what if you just show up on the day of? Is that okay, too?
Everyone's welcome. If you drive by and see us, just please stop by and say hello.
I don't think you're going to be able to miss them. Just look for those kites flying high.
Yeah, the pre-registration just allows us to be prepared.
Okay, great.
But we welcome everyone to come. Great.
And Christy, if someone listening out there who would like to help out Grieve Well, how can they do that? What if they would like to be one of those one-on-one trained people to help out others in our community?
Yeah, you can go onto our website, and there is a peer counselor application to fill out. And from there, I will meet with you, and we provide a 12-hour training program to support our peer supporters. And so if you've experienced a loss and want to give back, please feel free to reach out to Grieve Well.
All right. GrieveWell.com for more information. Marvelous organization. And I remember vividly when that little girl passed away, and it was a bus accident, if I remember correctly. And it's just so very sad. And you think at that time, how is that family going to recover? How are they going to go on? Not only did they go on, but they're helping so many other people go on by forming this organization. Truly a remarkable family mm-hmm. to be able to do something like that and to help out so many others, Christy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They recognize that grief isn't an illness and that grief doesn't need to be fixed. And so being able to have that support and conversations around grief and remembering our loved one was so important. And we're forever grateful for Julie and Doug for starting, you know, Grieve Well and continuing to believe in our mission and expanding that now to Arizona.
Yeah, that's big news. Do you expect to expand to other locations as well?
Gosh, our dream would be to be in every state, but we're hitting one state at a time.
And building it up. And it all started here.
Started with the A,
Ann Arbor. And Grieve Well has hosted a family-friendly kite festival event during the summer since 2017. It was on hiatus for a couple years. Back this year, free and open to the public. It provides an opportunity for you to enjoy the whimsy and fun of kite flying and an afternoon outdoors. It'll take place rain or shine, but you will reschedule or cancel if there are thunderstorms or high winds, making kite flying dangerous, obviously. So check out GrieveWell.com for more information. And of course, the Grieve Well Fly and Remember Memorial event is offered in conjunction with the festival in partnership with Arbor Hospice and Ellie's Place. And that event includes readings and activities that encourage participants to honor and remember their loved ones, to decorate a kite commemorating them, and to share their memories of their loved one with others. And again, all of this happening June 20th. All the details online at GrieveWell.com. Thank you so much for sharing all this with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lucy.
Pleasure talking with Christy Miller, Executive Director for Grieve Well, and the Marketing Director, Alice Lau. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and for more information about Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber, our guests are members of that as well. Go online to a2ychamber.org. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.